This is Ozarks at Large.
Last week, the band The Mowglies was one of several groups Wakarusa organizers officially added to this year's lineup. Having seen this adorable Los Angeles-based eight-piece band at two music festivals, I can assure you they're a perfect fit for Wakarusa. At Tulsa's inaugural Center of the Universe Festival last summer, the band had an early evening set that was devoid of fans in the oversized VIP section. To get closer to the general admission fans who had shown up, the band graciously came down to meet them and performed part of their set acoustically. Later that evening, they gathered outside at a downtown landmark and performed another unplugged set. Surrounded by a small circle of fans, the group sang, danced, and used a guitar case for percussion. The Mowglies started in a garage in California's San Fernando Valley, where many of them grew up. The Mowglies consists of five childhood friends from Southern California and three Midwestern transplants. The group's website describes the band's music as rock, alternative, and whatever feels good. The Mowglies' most recent album, Waiting for the Dawn, was released last June on the Island Def Jam label. One of the themes of the 13-track album is definitely love, a word that appears in the lyrics of the majority of the songs, and even in the title of the track, Love is Easy. This upbeat, feel-good song is a great representation of the type of music created by the Mowglies on this album. The combination of cheery music and repetitious lyrics makes their songs incredibly catchy. One track that's definitely been stuck in my head at one time or another is Say It, Just Say It. The catchy songs and energy the band brings to live performances makes you want to dance and sing along, which anyone can do. If you don't know the lyrics, don't worry. Group members take the time to instruct the audience on some of their songs so fans can participate in their fun. While the Mowglies is a fun group of musicians, there are a few calmer songs on the album. For example, the record's final track, We Are Free, has a slower pace than the other songs on the album, but at 6 minutes and 31 seconds, it gets a little long and it contains too much jamming for my tastes. One track on the album I do enjoy is titled Time. The song showcases a guitar and one vocalist, save for twice in the song when he mentions harmony and the rest of the band responds. I don't like time, and time is making me old, but I'm doing all right, 'cause I will still be young tomorrow. And I can't stand working all day. Work is wearing out my soul. I'll go out tonight, and I will call in sick tomorrow. The song addresses not wanting to grow up and resolving to live the way you want. This youthfulness is another theme seen throughout the album. While you wouldn't know it from this song, the band's arsenal of instruments ranges from tambourine to bass to keys to melodica to hand claps. What you also wouldn't learn from this song is how well the band's voices work together. In Hi, Hey There, Hello, the back and forth between one male and one female vocalist creates a charming song of courtship. Love to take you out. I've got two nickels to my name. Oh, I hate my story sounds the same, but I'll find some way to show you what life's all about. Well, we could take a walk downtown. No, let's search for higher ground. Count the stars and clouds and howl at the moon. I hear the rich folk come here too, cause it's such a lovely view. And when the sun decides to rise, it'll be too soon. Waiting for the Dawn by the Mowglis features several upbeat, catchy songs that discuss love and are often full of hope and, of course, the notion of having a good time. With their incredibly danceable style of music and their energetic and adorable stage presence that isn't best captured on a produced album, the Mowglis is a great addition to this year's Wakarusa lineup. While this album is a good representation of the Mowglis, the group is best experienced live, which you can do at this year's Wakarusa Music Festival. The event is scheduled for June 5th through the 8th near Ozark on Mulberry Mountain. More information is available at wakarusa.com. For more information on Waiting for the Dawn or the band, you can visit themowglis.net.